Health reform never did create a single-payer system, but we seem set to become a fewer-payer system after a big merger just announced. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. In the last hour, the big health insurance company Anthem and its rival Cigna announced a deal to merge. The price of the deal is what was expected, about $54 billion. Federal health care reforms are designed to clamp down on health care costs, and insurance companies are consolidating in a bid for efficiency. Aetna is already buying Humana. There may be antitrust concerns here, and regulators will be looking closely at both these deals. President Obama is in East Africa today, where he consults with his counterparts on fighting regional terrorism. He's also part of a global entrepreneurship summit in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Kenyan businesses have been preparing, reminding the world early and often about the president's family connection there. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this could help tourism.
I caught David Mariah of Nairobi's Capital Limo Services on the way to the airport. He's busy picking up visiting dignitaries and people arriving for the conference.
I've been having so many clients coming in.
His fleet is booked solid, and he says he'll make enough money in the next few days to pay salaries for the next 3 months. Kenyan tour operators are banking on those who won't go home right away.
We've seen like a 40% increase in business and also in inquiries.
Hamadi Dorogi works for Wildcat Adventure Safaris, which, like many Kenyan tour companies, offers a safari with a stop in the hometown of the president's father. Smaller vendors are flooding the capital with Obama-themed T-shirts, hats, and posters. They're hoping the president's visit will bring back tourists frightened away by recent terrorist attacks.
The president of the United States is going to be here. It's going to be proof enough that Kenya is very, very safe.
Hoping the Obama boost will last long after the president's departure. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Syria is not the only refugee crisis in the world, but it is a terrible one, with many people driven by the civil war to Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan. Donors have pledged a lot of money to help, but collecting on those pledges is a challenge for UNHCR, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
UNHCR says it's only received about $1 billion of the nearly $5 billion it needs to provide basic assistance to Syrian refugees.
Our income keeps growing. The problem is the needs are just mushrooming.
Melissa Fleming is chief spokesperson for UNHCR. She says only 23% of this year's funding goal has been delivered so far, and winter is coming. About 4 million Syrians are now refugees. 1 million of those people live in tiny Lebanon, which per capita has the highest number of Syrian refugees, today a quarter of its population.
It's always the case that funding received does not match the needs on the ground.
Donna Sleiman is with UNHCR in Beirut. She says they proceed with their plans, whether the funding is there or not, because they have no choice.
If and when funding promises do not come through, the repercussions are severe.
So severe that more and more Syrian refugees are again risking their lives on sea voyages to Europe. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
It would be nice to know when you turn up the air conditioning how much of that energy comes from the sun or the wind or other less damaging sources. Roughly 30 states have guidelines for this. They're called renewable portfolio standards. But at a time when natural gas is in abundance, some states are considering freezing, rolling back, or throwing out these RPS rules. Adam Allington has our report.
Michigan met its 10% renewable portfolio standard this year. Now, to help continue to reduce carbon emissions, some in the state want to raise the bar to 20% or higher, but paying for it remains controversial.
What we found was that doubling our RPS would add about $1.70 per month for a typical consumer.
Jeremiah Johnson is a professor at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. According to his research, the cost per household to double Michigan's RPS is relatively small, as is the cost to industry. Say, for example, a car company.
A Ford vehicle that was manufactured solely in Michigan, the cost of that doubling would be less than $10 per car. So it's not zero, but it's very small in the scope of the cost of an automobile.
But raising rates just isn't something utilities like to do. DTE Energy, Michigan's largest utility, has lobbied hard in the state legislature to freeze Michigan's RPS in place.
You know, we count pennies. So when you're talking about $3, that's a big deal to us to put that on a customer bill.
Dave Harwood is DTE's Director of Renewable Energy.
Can Michigan do more than 10%? Yeah, they can. And we will be doing more as we comply with future federal regulations on carbon emissions.
Harwood says DTE is already moving to meet stricter federal standards for power plants, and adding state mandates on top of that isn't necessary. Eliminating RPS targets has become a key focus among conservative groups such as the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. John Eich is ALEC's Director of Energy, Environment, and Agriculture.
It's the position of ALEC that renewable energy deployment and use should expand according to customer demand.
Legislation bearing ALEC's influence has been voted on in Kansas, Texas, Ohio, and North Carolina. Meanwhile, California's Governor Jerry Brown drew headlines for his plan to increase California's standard to 50%. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Another story we're following today, word that global drinks giant Diageo is under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Wall Street Journal first reported that officials are looking into whether Diageo shipped extra crates of liquor to distributors in the U.S. in order to make its numbers appear better to investors. Diageo is under pressure as consumers switch away from flavored vodkas like those in its Smirnoff line. Apparently, their Captain Morgan is also feeling a bit lonely. Diageo has confirmed the SEC investigation and says it's cooperating. Operating, the company based in London reports its results next week. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.